Chapter 2. Alternative Fiscal Projections for the State of Nebraska. By Julie L. Eberhardy and Gary L. Ratcliffe. Introduction. The 1980s are a time of fiscal uncertainty for state governments. Rainy day funds, surpluses, and conservative spending provide some forms of protection against uncertainty. Another is effective fiscal planning. In this study, we provide Nebraska with a computer-based planning and decision-aiding tool. This tool is but one part of overall fiscal planning and cannot be a substitute for budget forecasting, funds analysis, or accounting decisions. This fiscal planning instrument tells state policymakers the circumstances under which they will have hard choice to make. But it cannot determine which choice is right. It is appropriate to leave such discretionary decisions to state policymakers. To demonstrate how this model can aid decision-making, we use it to estimate Nebraska's future revenues and expenditures. We ask what revenues will be if tax burdens are held constant, and what expenditures will be if service quality is held constant. In addition, we estimate the revenues required to finance service improvement and service retrenchment. Our results do not indicate an optimistic fiscal future for Nebraska. The state of Nebraska cannot finance an improvement in the quality of state services given its present revenue structure. Should federal aid reductions occur, financing current service quality will probably require increased tax burdens. In contrast, the state can easily finance an austerity service level and still sustain a substantial decrease in the tax burden. Finally, the joint effects of slow growth in the projected sales tax base and reductions in federal aid will produce a substantial loss in fiscal resources for the state. This chapter has 5 parts. In the next 2 sections, we present the general assumptions and statistical results. The reader not interested in the details of how the projections are made or in the underlying data used need go no further. The 3rd and 4th part of the chapter describes the technical specifications of the model. In this more detailed presentation, we identify the spreadsheet formats, the data sources, and the exact forecasting methods used. Finally, the remainder of the chapter presents instructions for operating the spreadsheets. This section details the methods for modifying the spreadsheets and identifies other issues that state policymakers might choose to incorporate into the model. General assumptions. Revenues. In projecting revenues, our primary interest was to answer the question, how much money would the state raise over the next several years, given varied economic conditions, if effective tax rates remained at their current levels? Thus, revenues are projected separately for the income tax, the sales tax, miscellaneous revenues, and federal aid. Our approach is to project state tax bases and miscellaneous revenues and to project federal aid on the basis of Nebraska's historical share of various federal grants. Income and sales tax bases are projected using regression analysis, and revenues are then estimated by holding the base year tax burden, effective tax rates, constant. Miscellaneous revenues are projected using trend analysis. Each revenue category is forecasted using an optimistic economic growth path, baseline assumptions, and a less optimistic future vision characterized by slower economic growth and lower productivity measures, low growth assumptions. Expenditures. Expenditures are projected for scenarios that differ in economic assumptions and service levels. The expansion service levels answer the following question: how much will it cost the state over the next 6 years to provide public services that will expand in quality to match the growth in the Nebraska state economy? The current service scenarios calculate spending needed to continue the service level provided in 1986. The austerity scenario projections are predicated upon a reduction in the service level. For each of the 3 expenditure projections, a baseline economic growth path and a low economic growth path for the state economy are considered. Expansion. Under the expansion scenario, the level and quality of services is enhanced so that service levels and service costs increase faster than client populations. As Nebraska's real personal income increases, state residents are likely to demand a better package of public services. The scenario examines the spending that would be required to meet such higher demand. Therefore, compensation per employee is assumed to grow at the same rate as the CPIW, a measure of inflation, plus the growth in real incomes, maintaining the base year parity between public and private sector salaries. In addition, the employee-to-client ratio is assumed to grow at the same rate as real income based on the assumption that an increased demand for public services requires service expansion that is in proportion to the increase in real income. Growth in operating expenses is calculated on a per-employee basis and then driven by CPIW increases. Similarly, travel costs per employee are increased by CPIW. These expenditures will increase due to rising employee-to-client projections, but are not driven by real income increases. It is not assumed, therefore, that personal income increases will result in increased demand for support services, such as operating and travel expenses. In contrast, in the calculation of capital outlays and government aid, the base year amount per client is increased at a rate equal to CPIW and real income combined. The real value of these expenditures therefore increase. Current. Under the current service projection, real expenditure levels are held constant. The number of employees is assumed to keep pace with projected increases in client population, but not to increase with growth in real income. Operating, travel, capital outlay, and government aid are increased by inflation only. Therefore, the projected expenditures reflect the same level of public services offered in the base year. This projection is similar to the expansion scenario in one important respect: wages increase by projected nominal growth, as defined by CPIW, and real income growth. This assumption is predicated on a belief that the state will not be able to maintain current service levels if the compensation gap between state government workers and private sector employees is allowed to widen. Austerity. Austerity is the final version of expenditure projections. This scenario allows employee compensation to grow with the CPI, providing for cost of living increases only. The gap between private and public sector compensation therefore widens, and the state's ability to attract and retain a competent workforce is greatly limited. In addition, the number of employees is frozen in face of a growing state population, resulting in declines in service quality. Operating and travel costs increase with inflation, as these items must often be purchased at market prices. Since both operating and travel costs are tied to number of employees, which is frozen, the increases reflect growth in costs solely due to inflation. These increases do not indicate maintained or improved service levels because the ratio of employees to clients is declining. Total capital outlay expenditures are frozen at the base year level. Government aid is similarly frozen, but only for those departments without a designated client population. In the case of education, medical assistance, and public assistance, government aid increases by inflation. Statistical results and conclusions. A graphical representation of the results of this study exposes the adverse implications for the state of Nebraska should federal aid reductions occur. The difference between current federal aid levels and the reductions in federal aid, as proposed by the Reagan administration, is of great importance to Nebraska. Figure 2.1 shows nominal dollar revenue projections assuming no further federal aid reductions, and expenditure trends for the three service level policy projections under baseline growth assumptions. Revenue projections will not support an expansion in service levels, but coincide with the requirements for financing current services. If growth in the state economy approximates the baseline growth predicted, and no further reductions in federal aid occurs, Nebraska will, for example, be able to allow the number of public employees to grow in proportion to the growth in the specific population which they serve, and allow for increases in the compensation of state employees which are comparable to growth in compensation for the private sector. Finally, if Nebraska chooses to allow service quality reductions over the next 6 years, the austerity service level, there exists ample room for some form of relaxation of effective tax rates. Figure 2.2 illustrates the importance of federal aid to Nebraska's fiscal future. As in Figure 2.1, baseline nominal projections are graphed, but revenue projections incorporate federal aid reductions, as proposed by the Reagan administration. Should these reductions occur, the state will not be able to maintain either expansion or current service levels given the baseline revenue structure. Using low growth economic assumptions, it is predicted that the state will not be able to provide an expanded service level, but can maintain its current service level if no further reductions in federal aid occur. Figure 2.3 illustrates slow growth nominal projections for each expenditure scenario, assuming the current level of federal aid. Although revenues fall below current expenditures, the gap falls within the margin of error suggested below, and the revenue and expenditure projections are considered in balance. In contrast, Figure 2.4 shows that an even greater deficit will plague Nebraska should further federal aid reductions occur. If low economic growth is experienced for a period beyond 1992, the gap between Nebraska's revenues and the requirements for current service expenditures will continue to widen. If the total tax burden is not increased, Nebraska will have to implement some large cuts in service levels. Tables 2.1 and 2.2 summarize these results numerically. Because the results are highly sensitive to the choice of assumptions, a 3% allowance for error is suggested. A deficit surplus, which is 3% or less of expenditures, should be interpreted as a balanced budget. Although nominal figures provide some interesting conclusions, another way to interpret the results of this study is to provide an answer to the question, what is the income elasticity of the revenue system needed to finance the expenditure results? The elasticity of expenditures represents the percentage change in expenditures for a 1% change in some measure of economic growth. Following standard practice, income is used as a measure of economic performance. Such an exercise is useful to determine the revenue growth that would be necessary to meet expenditures demands as the economy grows. This required elasticity could then be compared to the actual elasticity of the projected revenue structure. To bring projected revenue growth in line with required revenue growth, the state might consider restructuring the revenue system. Table 2.3 details the income elasticity of expenditures for each of the economic scenarios. In addition, various measures of projected revenue income elasticities are estimated. Under expansion, baseline expenditures grow 46% faster than income, an elasticity of 1.46. Therefore, the required income elasticity of revenue to finance this expansion is 1.46. As the table details, the income elasticity of tax revenues and the income elasticity of miscellaneous revenues are insufficient to support the expenditure growth occurring in expansion. If the state desires to minimize ad hoc rate and base adjustments as additional revenues are needed for service expansion, then the tax system must be restructured to respond to state economic growth. One way to do this is to rely more upon elastic revenue sources and less upon the inelastic sales tax. As shown in Table 2.3, excluding sales tax increases the elasticity measure substantially. Income and other tax revenues experience growth adequate to finance service expansion. Sales tax projections depress the elasticity measure due to the extremely slow growth projected for the sales tax base. Given this analysis, the state might consider the feasibility of lessening reliance upon this revenue source, thereby increasing the automatic revenue response to economic growth. The current service level has an income elasticity of approximately unity. Under assumptions of baseline economic growth, the projected income elasticity of tax revenues is high enough to support this service level. The elasticity of tax revenues is not sufficient under assumptions of low economic growth, however, unless sales tax is excluded. Finally, the revenue income elasticity necessary to finance the austerity service level is satisfied by all revenue income elasticity measures. Revenues will automatically increase at a pace adequate for financing this level of expenditure. Table 2.4 provides an additional and final summary of results, revenue estimates. The difference between baseline and low growth revenue scenarios is an indication of how a changing economic performance can affect the yield of the present revenue system. This percentage difference, which shows the sensitivity of revenue yield to the business cycle, is not controllable by state actions. The only recourse available to the state to compensate for these losses is discretionary rate and base adjustments. As shown in the table, the gap between total baseline revenue projections, federal aid reductions assumed, and total low growth revenue projections widens from a 2.5% difference in 1987 to 10.5% in 1992. In general, the outlook for the state, as presented by these forecasts, is troubling. The projections assume the best of economic circumstances, a stable growth in national and state personal income, low inflation rates, no major public service emergencies, etc. Yet even given this rosy future vision, the projected revenue-generating capabilities of the state cannot finance expenditure demands in the majority of scenarios constructed here. Additionally, revenue forecasts are highly susceptible to changes in federal policy, an external event not within the state's control. On the positive side, revenues appear potentially adequate to finance current spending levels, and the severity of the projected deficits might be mitigated by favorable economic developments not foreseen in our projections. In contrast, the fiscal condition of the state could be very seriously compromised by the combination of further federal aid reductions and the inelastic propensities of the tax revenue structure. If these aid reductions occur, the state must either raise tax burdens, cut service quality, or both. Nebraska may want to consider contingency plans in the event of changes in federal policy. The remainder of this chapter details the technical specifications of the model and provides the spreadsheet operating instructions. The spreadsheet formats, the data sources, and the specific methods used in forecasting revenues and expenditures are presented next. The technical specifications have been left out due to outdated technology. Please see the original printing of the Syracuse study for this information.